Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Astro Unicorn number 12. You heard the team from Captain Future, one of the teams, old 70s, early 80s Japanese animation series. Next up is Dr. Guillermo Blanco, apparently from Italy, but he's really from Finland. It's a classic Polish Alone in the Bar track, disco track, maybe Romanian disco, Russian disco, I don't know what it is, but it's good.
I felt the change in my bones and my blood, and now I see what I'm going on.
By special request, another track from Jahoua 13, because I played it a few months ago in the show, and people ask if I could play some more of it, so here it was. The title was Edge of a Dream.
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
one of the greatest tracks on Underground Resistance. Not only because it's Star Trek related. You heard Underground Resistance 3, The Final Frontier. A true legendary classic beyond comprehension. Crazy. They don't make him like that anymore. It's time for our weekly part of the show about synthesizers. Uncovering synthesizer mysteries. Let's roll.
Uncovering synthesizer mysteries.
Today's special guest synthesizer is the Sequential Circuits Prophet 600. You're listening to it right now. It's an American synthesizer from the year 1982, one of the first synthesizers with MIDI, and it's a six-voice polyphonic analog synthesizer with two oscillators, filter, two envelopes, one for the filter, one for the VCA, and the LFO, and some interesting polymod modulation capabilities. The sound comes from a pair of Curtis 3340 VCOs. Now we put on only oscillator A with a sawtooth wave. Now we turned on the sine wave. It's a more hollow sound. Just turned the frequency. This is the square wave with the pulse width modulation. And I'm gonna try to add the second oscillator. Turn it on now to get a more fuller sound. Here it comes. And you can turn on all the waveforms at the same time. For some more complex stuff. This is the filter. If you listen carefully, you can actually hear the steps. It's not a very discrete filter, because it goes through some digital steps, even though it's an analog filter. These are some typical sequential circuits envelope snap sounds. Kind of similar to a Sequential Circuits Pro 1. These kinds of sounds, not the synthesizer really. The envelopes are much slower, but fast enough to make these kinds of sounds. Yeah. so you can play chords with one note. There's also an arpeggiator. Cool thing about the arpeggiator is that you have a function called the arpeggiator assign, and then it just plays the notes in the order you hold them, so not only up and down or random, but this is the polymath modulation. It's also on the Prophet 5. Can like modulate the frequency A to the filter to get some metallic weird effects. Just skipping through some sounds now. Also go in monophonic mode, as you could hear that. It's also got a glide portamento. Just listen to the Prophet 600 assigned sequence in the arpeggiator. About that, you have to put the unison track switch in the up position, then press the chord on the keys, and well, then it's on. And if you want to do it again, just put the unison track switch down and up again. You can also clock the arpeggiator with an external trigger, like a drum machine. And to do this, you have to connect a cable into the multifunctional foot switch input. That's one of the inputs. And set the arpeggiator speed button to -5. And if everything goes correctly, then you can sync it up. And to hold the arpeggiator without holding the keys, so you can latch it, you just press the record button while holding the keys. Of course, sometimes that will be difficult, because you probably have to hold the keys with both your hands. But then, of course, you can ask somebody else. But when you're alone, that's kind of impossible. But a good tip is to use your nose and just bend down to the keyboard and press the button with your nose. Okay, that was it for the Prophet 600 review. Hopefully next week we're gonna have another synthesizer here in the studio. And let's continue to play some music. Like Crackle, for example. Thank you.
observes the youth, the passing sir, does it alone. The oldest person's feet drop.
And the youngest go to battle.
We will hold the reins of power in the world as long as there are people willing to be killed, willing to shed their own blood. And nothing must ever be changed. Our bitterest enemies are persons who love freedom. That is why we always have liberty. We destroy them.
We must enslave the free to preserve our powers. We need the young to keep us alive. They must become like us. They must think as we do. Those who rebel must be sent.
listening to Was W.O.Z. from the CD called Earth's Rings of Space Junk. Track number two called The Epic Story. You might remember a show a few months ago where Speculator and I played. And Speculator came up with a record from Was from 1982. It was really good. And, Speculator hunted down Was, and he's still alive and kicking, still making music, like you can hear now. And, he sent us these CDs. Thank you for that, Mr. Was. Tropical bird sounds. We almost conclude this week's episode of the Adventures of the Astro Unicorn.